Disney says it will sail to Skagway, Juneau, and Ketchikan starting in 2011. The line plans 18 seven-night cruises on board the Disney Wonder. The ship will sail out of Vancouver, British Columbia, and carry up to 2,400 passengers and 950 crew members. Buckwheat Donahue of the Skagway Convention and Visitors Bureau says Disney's announcement is welcome.
And it's also nice to get some kind of news other than doom and gloom. And coupled with the Crystal Harmony coming in, that brings us, you know, another 55,000 people total into Skagway for 2011. And that makes up for over half of what we're losing for next year.
Crystal Cruises recently announced it's returning to Alaska. Its ship, the Symphony, will make 9 12-day voyages to the Inside Passage in 2011. The San Francisco-based luxury liner will stop in Juneau, Sitka, Skagway, and Ketchikan. The announcements come as Alaska tour operators contemplate a significant drop in passengers next year. Princess, Carnival, and Royal Caribbean are deploying ships elsewhere, and Holland America will carry fewer people. Tour officials estimate total passenger capacity will drop about 15% from 1 million this year to about 850,000 next year. Lorraine Palmer of the Juneau Convention and Visitors Bureau says that will have an impact.
We do know that next year, with the departures of the three ships and the reduction in the Holland America itinerary, Juneau stands to lose about $25 million in revenues from the cruise lines, the crew, the port fees collected, sales tax, all of that combined.
Lines reducing their Alaska fleet blame the state's $50 per passenger head tax imposed by a citizens' initiative. Authors of the measure say the economy is a bigger factor. Donahue is part of the regional effort to recruit Disney. He says the issue did come up.
It was mentioned, but obviously it wasn't a deterrent, because if they didn't think they wouldn't make money, they wouldn't be coming up here.
The Disney Cruise Line has two ships, the Wonder and the Magic, and is best known for its Caribbean and Bahamas routes, including a private island, Castaway Cay. When the Wonder is not sailing into Alaska in 2011, it will cover a Los Angeles-based Mexican route. That leaves a smaller presence in the Florida-based cruise market. Mike Driscoll of the publication Cruise Week says those routes are getting crowded, which could drive ships back to Alaska.
It's sort of too early to tell what's going to happen, but I think a lot depends what happens in other markets, quite frankly. They have a lot of increased capacity in the Caribbean next summer at Alaska's expense. And I don't know if they can sustain that capacity increase into 2011.
Disney already offers a land-based Alaska tour, including Fairbanks, Denali National Park, and the Kenai Peninsula. In Juneau, this is Ed Schoenfeld.